Appraisers use three different approaches to estimate value, and the exam expects you to know which one fits which type of property. The sales comparison approach compares the subject property to recent sales of similar nearby properties, then adjusts for differences. It's the approach used most often for typical single-family homes, where good comparable sales are easy to find. The cost approach estimates what it would cost to rebuild the structure from scratch today, subtracts depreciation for wear and age, then adds the land value separately. This is the go-to approach for unique or special purpose properties, a school, a church, a newly built custom home, where there simply aren't good comparable sales. The income capitalization approach is built for income-producing property, like an apartment building or a shopping center. The formula is simple: value equals net operating income divided by the capitalization rate. Here, a property's worth is tied to the income it generates, not primarily its physical features. Two more terms worth knowing. Functional obsolescence is a loss in value from a design flaw within the property itself, an outdated floor plan, for instance. Economic obsolescence is a loss in value from something outside the property, like a new landfill next door. And highest and best use is the most profitable use of a property that's also legally permitted and physically possible. Appraisers always value land based on this, not necessarily its current use. Here's one. Which appraisal approach would be most appropriate for valuing a newly built public library? A. Sales comparison approach. B. Cost approach. C. Income capitalization approach. Or D. Gross rent multiplier. The answer is B. The cost approach. A public library is a special purpose property. There are no comparable sales to reference, and it doesn't generate income. The cost approach, rebuild cost minus depreciation plus land value, is the only one of the three that actually fits. Match the approach to the property type, and these questions solve themselves. Practice more at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.